Zarina is dancing just as much as the revelers on the packed dance floor of this Moscow club. As she DJs, she energetically taps her feet, her arms wave back and forth, and her hands snake through the air. She smiles almost constantly as she moves, showing the occasional gold tooth. Zarina Safoyeva's joy is infectious. It's nearly impossible not to smile back at her.
The thing I like the most is when everyone dances. I even dance with them myself. Everyone is happy and I love that.
Zarina hasn't been in Moscow's club scene for very long, and she's not the typical DJ you see behind the turntables in the Russian capital. Zarina's 57 years old and is originally from Uzbekistan. She started learning how to DJ almost 4 years ago, and she plays mainly house, drum and bass, and electro. Even though Zarina plays at clubs and events in Moscow around once a month, she doesn't want to quit her day job. She cleans in an office building in the city center, starting at 6 a.m. every day. She's mopping the tile floors there to finish her shift.
DJing is not my profession, it's a hobby. Work is work. The music is for my soul.
Zarina came to Moscow from Samarkand 20 years ago with her husband to earn money for her family back home. In Uzbekistan, Zarina worked as a school history and law teacher. In Moscow, she's done various jobs, including selling herbs at the market and working as a carer. But it was her current cleaning job that led her to the turntables. One of the offices she cleans is a DJ school. One day she asked the students practicing there about the electronic music they were playing. She was drawn to it immediately, so she started taking lessons. Even now, she often practices at the school's turntables after she's finished cleaning, playing until the other students arrive later in the day. Her face lights up when she puts her headphones on.
Music helps me. I work a lot. It can be physically exhausting. But when I come home here and play, I forget everything. It's all about the music. I can play for 5 or 6 hours straight. Music gives me strength and puts me in a good mood.
Zarina especially loves the warm sound of vinyl. She started her own collection, which she keeps at the school. She's currently the proud owner of 18 records and takes them out of their covers almost lovingly when she wants to play them.
Of course, I couldn't do everything from the first DJ lesson. I almost cried. It was in the third lesson that I started to understand what the beats are and how this music works. The day of the third lesson was such a happy day. It's like with little kids, they're so happy when they get good grades. That's how I felt.
Zarina's teacher was Anton Lobov. He founded and manages the DJ school, which was the first in Russia. He still suggests songs he thinks Zarina might like and helps her get gigs. He says there were some interesting challenges with Zarina. She doesn't speak English or read Latin letters, so she memorizes the cover art for tracks she wants to use in playlists. Anton says Zarina has become an important member of the DJ school's close-knit community, and she's an inspiration for new students.
Zarina has shown that everything is possible. Unfortunately, people often think that someone who came from a different country, who's a bit older, who's a different nationality, might not manage to learn how to DJ. But she's shown everyone that it works. When she plays, people come up to her and take pictures and talk to her.
Central Asian immigrants often face discrimination in Russia, but Zarina says she's never had problems.
When a person is heartfelt, when a person talks to everyone, is friends with everyone, they are taken in by people as their own. That's what I think. I think it depends on the person.
Back at the club, Zarina's strategy certainly seems to have worked. She always ends her act by coming down from the stage to dance with the clubbers to Uzbek pop music. She's changed into traditional Uzbek national dress for the finale, trousers and a tunic dress made from silver and emerald-colored silk. Zarina says Moscow feels like home to her, for now. But one day, she wants to go back to Uzbekistan. She has 8 grandchildren there. She says her dream is to start her own DJ school back in Samarkand so she can pass her love for music on to even more people. Emily Sherwin, DW, Moscow.